It's razzle dazzle time. Oh my goodness, time flies when we're having fun, because it's the end of 2018 and we're moving into 2019. And so we have to look back just a little at some of the highlights here from Razzle Dazzle Radio and pay tribute to quite a few that we did lose in the arts. And I'm thinking about some of the shows that we had, Carolyn and Mo, and because John Taylor was an absolutely grand and great friend of mine, I need to remember the fun time we had right here in the studio, where not only did we get to greet and meet and hear a lot about his vivid past, but we got to kindersize. That was the most fun thing ever. I absolutely
remind us. Come
love
on, let's
that.
All do it one more time for him. How does it go?
Let's see. I'm very glad you came today. I'm very glad you came. Mo, I'm very glad you came today. I'm very glad you came. Friends, friends, one, two, three. All my friends are here with me. I mean, that says it all right there, right? Okay. Sorry, John. You had to put up with my, little raspy voice there. But
and
anyway.
And also with that, when John was here in the studio, if people out there listening have not heard that broadcast, please go back and dig it up and listen to it, because it is fantastic. Because John was like pushing a button on the side of his head and he just started performing.
Exactly.
It was nothing planned at all. And it just came out as a joyous performance from the Kinderman.
And actually, I just had another thing go through my mind. He started out like this. Hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be here. I'm the Kinderman, and I bring you good cheer. You're going to have a good time. You're going to be happy. And all you have to do is kindersize with me. Here's to you, John. So great fun time. And then, Carolyn, let's talk about our darling ballerina.
Yes, and it's always great to hear that Maggie Kudurka is still dancing. You know, she,
yes.
Despite her metastatic breast cancer and all those many treatments that she's going through right now at Mercy in Baltimore, she earned my place on my best list this year in dance, for both for her beautiful dancing and her determination to continue dancing despite her rigorous treatments for breast cancer. At last winter's concert, that was January 8th, 2018, and we did a show that same month and interviewed her. At that time, she performed a beautiful solo created by her friend Adrian Quinterna, an international star who continues to support Maggie. And she told us on that interview, again, check out the podcast, that dance has always been my life. But after being diagnosed, it really became my life and the only thing that made me feel like myself. Well, the good news is that she's going to have her fifth annual performance concert fundraiser, and it's called No One Survives Alone, here at Howard Community College, Sunday, January 13th, 2:30 p.m. And Adrian Quinterna and the Bad Boys of Dance are coming back
All
to
right.
dance for her.
All
and
right.
she, too, is going to dance on stage. Great. So, brava!
Must see. So, Mo, thinking back, what are you thinking about here? Some of the highlights.
Well, and again, this is on a positive and fun and upbeat note.
Absolutely.
Two people that we lost, Doug Lawler, so many wonderful times that hundreds and hundreds of us in the performing arts and people who just knew him spent with him over the decades that he chose to call Columbia home and to honor us with his talent. And also, another guy that just passed away, John Lay, and I have to chuckle every time I think of him because he was a neighbor of ours in Longfellow, and those old timers of us remember JK's Pub.
Oh, yeah.
And he and a number of the other families actually leased this space in the old Wild Lake Village Green and got paneling, and they built the thing out. And I can remember so many times of the folks from Toby's and any performers that were present at the pub actually jumping on top of the piano to sing and
Robin
a bawdy
Baxter.
Rendition. Exactly. Robin, she was the number one.
Sitting next to you is Dolores King Williams, and I know you've been at the pub. And
were you on top of that piano, Dolores?
I may or may not have been on top of the piano many, many times.
But what a joyous place, and what a wonderful man. He taught 15 years as a theater professor at the University of Maryland, and a wonderful neighbor, and started the traditional fourth parade and softball game in Longfellow way, way, way back when. I don't know how many years it is now, 45, 46 years now since that started, but just a great guy. And one other thing I remember from this past year is all the phenomenal performances, dance, theater, choral music, everything that's going on in Howard County. It actually makes my skin tingle right now thinking about how fortunate we are to be in Howard County and in Columbia.
Absolutely. Agreed. Right there with you. Mm-hmm. So tell us about where you began in Columbia, Dolores.
Oh, I began at Toby's, like so many.
All paths lead to Toby's, don't they?
There is no separation between Toby's and pretty much anybody you meet. And, I started with Toby when I was 12. Another co-worker, colleague, inspirer, Rick Ryder, was the one who brought me to Toby's. And I remember auditioning for her in that little office. In that little, remember the first place she had, the Columbia School of Dramatic Arts. All right. And I walked in there and she said, "Well, okay, kid, let's see what you got. Sing something." And
sounds
so
like her.
I was 13, and I stood maybe, 3 feet from her, and I sang "Summertime." And she said, "Okay, I'm starting a farm team of the young Columbians, and I think you would be really a great addition."
Well, who sings "Summertime" at 13 but you? I mean, come on. It's not like you picked an easy audition song. Mo would have told me find another song if I was in his private class, right?
There is such magic in not knowing what you shouldn't do.
Sure.
Ignorance
is bliss.
I just felt so free, and she made us all feel free. And she inspired all of us to be the best that we could be. And we buoyed each other. We always uplifted each other. There was no jealousy. There was no pettiness. It was about her bringing us all together to tell stories.
It was a pure experience.
Oh, my goodness. It changed my life and everybody. Whenever we get together, we always talk about it. It began at Toby's. And that's where the bar was set. And still, wherever I go now, I look for that kind of energy and the love. And what Carolyn was talking about earlier about the arts and what you do, singing, acting, dancing, it's what we love to do. But in times of any kind of trouble, you can always turn to that.
Yep.
And it will never let you down. Never, ever, ever. I read a quote the other day, Bucky Pizzarelli, which is an amazing guitarist in New York. He said to another musician who was going through some trouble, "Turn to your work. Put all that into your music. It will never let you down."
Yep.
And it's so true. And then we all have to share this with, it's gifts that we've been given. So we have to share it and give it away.
Yep. I'd like to thank you on the radio for being part of the Labor of Love, and most recently, our Ellicott City benefit to help the folks after the flood.
Oh, my gosh.
And
yes.
Dolores, we're going to put a clip of you singing on the show today.
Oh.
Or you might want to just do it right now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know who benefits more, because whenever we get together, what you all have been talking about since we got here is community.
Yes.
And it's love. That's what it's all about. What we do is all about love. And as soon as Carolyn or Toby or Carol Lehan sends out the cry that, hey, we need to raise money for this, so-and-so needs help, we are there from all over.
Yep.
And Carolyn can attest to that. People came from all over to share what they have, to bring the spotlight on whomever it is who needs to be lifted up. So thank you.
I think what even Mo means even deeper for all of us is that we are so lucky, because we were part of something big in the beginning when Columbia came together, because the arts was so much of what we all shared. It was just core there. And I'm not even sure if Jim Rouse even knew, how that had really brought community together in such a big way. And I think it's something we have above and beyond other places,
Absolutely.
Is that we have that community of arts together.
I'm not sure that he knew. However, I think he wanted the performing arts to be a real central part, and also visual art to be a part of the new town. And the classic example of that, for me anyhow, is the way the first, one of the first buildings in Columbia was structured, and that was Slayton House.
Yep.
Because it wasn't a generic room where you could do anything. We had green rooms, we had backstage, we had a shop area, we had a dance studio, mm-hmm. we had an auditorium. So if that's the idea from the beginning, I just wish we had another two or three Slayton House type places in Columbia.
I'll second that emotion. Yeah. That's
well,
for
it's
sure.
Interesting you bring up Slayton House, because I did Free to Be You and Me there.
Oh, boy.
When
that's
I was very
classic.
Young. And that is a classic, and that's another show that's all about acceptance mm-hmm. and bringing together people and lifting up people and finding out what your gift is and what your gift is, because it all adds to the pot that makes everything wonderful. And, you know, Rouse, he set the stage, so to
no
speak,
pun
for
intended,
all of that.
That's real, it.
And he really, really did. And it was all about bringing together people of every background.
And someone who never gets credit for developing the arts and the community is Libby Rouse, his first wife.
Oh, yeah, you're
and
right about that.
In my
that.
Book, yeah. Sisterhood of the New City, I've dedicated it to her. She loved Baryshnikov and always wanted tickets for the Kennedy Center. But what she did do was she created the Interfaith Housing Project, and I was able to start a ballet company through her at Slayton House. And she never gets the credit. And
right.
Here's the credit.
She was kind of an Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yes.
You know? I mean, she got to the people, you know. That's very true, and I'm glad that you brought that up. And actually, Carolyn, I know that you're not doing shameless promotion, but tell us about your book.
Well, it's not finished.
That's okay. We all have a couple of them.
Well, now the pressure's on, right?
See, now she's going to have to finish it.
Yeah.
2019, Carolyn.
Right. The arts part was published in Bob Tenenbaum's book that came out for the 50th anniversary. It's a chapter that I wrote about women in the arts. And, of course, Toby and Valerie Lash here at the college, and Eva Anderson. Of course, we've lost her, too. We should remember that.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
And so many wonderful women in the arts.
Let's not forget Fern Eisner, too, while we're saying.
Oh, she was a big part of it. Yes. Right. Well, again, she didn't get a lot of credit either for some of the things that she did. Most people think of her with the women's group, but she actually started the Columbia Folk Dance Troupe.
Oh. And that's to go to that at Kaler Hall. And that is a workout. That was a workout. It was 7:30 to 10 o'clock. That's 2.5 hours of vigorous dancing. Mo, you should appreciate that. And some of those folk dances from like Serbia and all move along fast. I mean, you don't know where you're ever going to use them again, but you have fun doing it. Right.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It all
that's
goes in.
That's interesting. I did not know that. Well, let's take it back to you, Dolores. So, all right. So, of course, you had your beginnings with Toby. So tell us a little bit where that took you.
Well, I stayed with Toby through high school, and then I ended up going to Virginia Commonwealth in Richmond for college. Okay. And I majored in acting. And
imagine that.
Well, one night, I liked pubs because I'd come from Columbia, and I went to a pub a restaurant, and they were having open mic night. It was called Sitting In. It was a jazz trio there. They were amazing, and I loved everything they were playing because it was all standards, you know, Rodgers and Hart and Gershwin, and they were just fantastic. And somehow they let me sing that night. And from then on, I realized, you know, this is something I really, 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 really want to do. So I ended up working with the music department as well, the jazz band at Virginia Commonwealth University. And then I started working around town in Richmond, and one thing led to another. And more of my time was being devoted to singing, and mainly jazz. And so that carried me into touring and, you know, going all over the place with this and that. And the Spoleto Festival doing Porgy and Bess made a big impact on me when I was in my 20s. And then when I came back from that, I auditioned for the Army Band. Yeah. And I got the position of singer with a jazz band. I was the only woman traveling with.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah,
at Fort Meade, the Army Field Band. And our mission was to take America's music, jazz, to the country, all around the U.S., and also to Europe. And I ended up going to India. And it made just a huge impact on me, as you can imagine. And I'm still working with many of those people because they stayed in this area, because Washington has such a rich musical scene going on. And then we transferred to the Army Band, which is at Arlington, Fort Myer. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And my job there was to support the military district. So we did the president's parties and all kinds of ceremonies. I sang at the dedication of the Korean War Memorial, the Women's Memorial, and wow. just got so many opportunities. I can't even put them into words. And again, I'm still working with some of those people because they are out in the world now. They're directors at colleges and chairs of jazz programs. And so continuing that, and now I'm with the Capitol Steps, which has been fantastic. I just celebrated my 20th year.
Oh, my.
I know.
I didn't even know they were around that long.
37 years.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
Wow. I mean, who in acting, in the arts, works for the same, you know, does the same, well, the show changes all the time, but works with the same company. So
I'll bet it does.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so, the show is changing
lots of material
all
now.
the time. Yes, yes. Short-term memory is really getting a workout. But I just feel so blessed and grateful for all the things that have come together along the way. You know, and that began with Toby and even before that with things I was doing. And you just think about it, if I'd gone left instead of going right, things may have been. I always think things would be fine, but different.
Yes.
And I'm just, I tell you, Toby, I will never, ever be able to thank her enough for the experience that she gave us sending us out into the world.
Yep. Yep,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And she said, well, show me what you got, gal.
Yep,
and
yep.
you did.
She gave you roots. She gave you wings. You know,
she
that's,
did.
That's a
and
perfect
still
combination.
Is.
I'd
and
like
still
to get
is.
Back to the jazz. Now, this program airs after your annual visit to the Kennedy Center, but folks should know about this great event that happens every Christmas.
Oh, it's just so much fun. It's run by Chuck Redd, and he is a vibraphonist in the area, fantastic, and percussionist, and his brother, Robert Redd on drums is Lenny Robinson, James King is on bass, Tom Williams on trumpet, and I am singing. And it's called the Christmas Day Jazz Jam. Mm. And we do a 6 o'clock Millennium Stage concert every year. And we just we get together just before it and compose what we're going to do. And of course, everybody in the group speaks the same language. And it is, I tell you, we've watched our kids grow up. We've watched, you know, just everything in our lives come together. I've been doing it at least 14 or 15 years. But it started probably about 17 or 18 years ago.
And it's free.
And it is free, folks. And I'm telling you, people come early. And as far back, it goes to the other side of the Millennium Stage where the other stage is. People go up in the Opera House stairs. It's just wonderful. People bring their children, out-of-town guests. Mm-hmm. It's just magical. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then in the coming year, I'll be, of course, continuing with the Capitol Steps. And I'll be doing a lot of touring with the Smithsonian Jazz Masterworks Orchestra. Yes.
That is super
exciting. You ought to try
exciting.
To keep busier.
I'm trying to be productive, people.
That's it. I love it. I had no idea that we were in the same group. I was in the Soldiers' Corps for 3 years.
You know, I'd
Vietnam.
Heard a rumor about that, but you and I have never been able to talk
nope.
about that.
No.
Isn't that interesting?
We'll do that at a pub.
That's right.
Well, so yeah, are you going to make full circle and go back to pub singing again?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you, it is the best, and that's the test right there. If you can bring people in an environment like that and communicate, yeah.
Yeah,
you
so that's
upper,
good beginnings.
You need piano, though, to sit on.
That's true.
You need that.
Okay, I'll get one
stairs,
of those.
A gold stairway up to it.
I love that idea. Okay.
Now, what about Strathmore Music Hall, that fabulous place? I know, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before when you did...
the Peggy Lee Show.
Right.
Yes, that
Talk
was,
that.
I think that was 2 years ago, and that was a wonderful experience. That was a cabaret that I... developed, and it's with pianist extraordinaire Howard Breitbart, musical director. And it tells the story kind of Peggy's life, but through the music that she recorded. And I slip in some stories. Some are very spicy. Some are very revealing. Some talk about people don't know what a great business person she was. And she wrote a lot of music as well as sang. So I'm still touring. I'm still booking that and touring with that. But Howard and I just debuted last year our 3M show, Mancini, Mercer, and Manilow.
Wow.
Isn't that a crazy combo?
I love those three.
It's kind of crazy because I'd been thinking about a Henry Mancini show, and I thought, well, Howard loves Johnny Mercer. We'll do that. And when I talked to him, before we could even really discuss it, he said, you've got to do Mancini and Mercer and Barry Manilow.
That's the name I wasn't expecting.
Now it's cool to like Barry Manilow. Remember before you would have to whisper it, but now he's like vintage and it's cool to love him again, you know?
And again, the hook there is the jazz. They all three were heavy jazz fans. And if you listen to a lot of Barry's music that wasn't, you know, the big anthems like, you know, Mandy and Weekend in New England, you'll hear a lot of that coming out in his music.
You make me want to go get some music of his right now.
I know. A little bit of Copacabana.
Well, you know what? We let Howard do that as an instrumental.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Here at the Copa.
All right, go on.
Copacabana. See, everybody knows.
The hottest spot north of Havana.
Here at the Copa. See, Barry makes everybody feel good.
He does. Absolutely. I'm ready to do
everybody,
a little salsa
now. Including our director, is bouncing in his or her seat here.
Oh.
Well, that is an interesting combination, I must say. And you prove what you said in the beginning, you know. I mean, that is the beauty of the arts, is that it keeps us excited. And when you said three times or four times how much it impacted your life, that is what it does for all of us, you know. There's very few other things that still connect us in that way. And so it's a beautiful thing that you came here, connected to Toby, got your career started through there, still stay connected, and, you know, just keep recreating yourself, though. That's what it, I mean. You've done a lot of the same things, but then you're recreating your career along the way. And that's...
I think you're right. And the special sauce is, I think, in that recreating, transposing, just like you do in music. You change the key to make it right for you and for you and for you. And I think that's what we have to do with our lives, and the arts really gives you a chance to do that, you know, with the different dance and the different singing and taking a different approach every time you do it.
What's that song by Manilow? It's when you said, change the key, I write the songs that make
Oh, my gosh. Exactly.
That just, you really turned me on to Manilow now. I gotta rock that.
He knew the key. And those modulations he did, oh, my gosh, we'd feel them in our hearts before it would even happen. Mm-hmm. And then when we would hear it in the music, pow, it just explodes.
Yeah. So, okay, so for 2019, where can we see you then? So
I will be with the Capitol Steps in our home in the D.C. areas at the Reagan Building.
Okay.
At 14th in Pennsylvania. And I will also, I want to be booking the 3M show, the Mancini show, which I will let you all know.
Oh, right, please.
When that's coming up. With the Smithsonian, our tours are going to take us to Chicago and Houston in March. In April, Frankfurt and London. In June, Paris.
Oh.
And in September, Tokyo, Beijing, and Hong Kong.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we'll try to catch one of those, Dolores, okay?
That's why I'm telling you now. So
I think Bo has free flights. He's got a better chance of getting there.
That's right. We all have to save up our miles, right? Yeah.
So on a local note, though, we can catch you at the Capitol Steps
Absolutely.
In D.C.
Absolutely.
And you're going to keep us
and
posted.
I'm interested in the show you're producing. What about the Soundry? Have you checked that out? We did a show on that just the last, I guess it was the last one. That's the venue next to Clyde's here in Columbia.
You know, that's a wonderful, wonderful suggestion.
We've got connections.
Okay, then if we've got connections, then I've
Frankfurt,
got connections.
But I mean, I'm not opposed to going.
That would be lovely, and we will talk about that. And anybody who has any questions or wants to know what I'm doing can also go to my website, which is DoloresKingWilliams.com. And you guys will always know. Because
that's
I love
great.
You. And I want you to always know
and
where
And we
I
love
am.
You back.
Actually, I'll take that.
Absolutely. Carolyn, that's great because that's another highlight of 2018 that we had the Soundry open, which is really a unique place. If you haven't been there, you have to go. We interviewed Dementian, I think that's the way you pronounce his name, and he is like the general manager, and I've been there several times, and it is just like you're going into a New York kind of club concert. It is really absolutely wonderful. So I really recommend, if you all haven't been there, and there's a couple things coming up, and they have a continual schedule, and they actually have 4 to 5 concerts a week, different venues, which is quite amazing. So check it out. Yeah,
that's
I'd love
fantastic.
To see you there. I think that's a great idea.
And I suggested this to Rick LaRocca, who also has a connection to the Soundtree. He's an old-time Colombian. You might have heard his name from working down at the lakefront mm-hmm. and places like that. The reason he's involved with that for a different one, but I would like to see a piano bar again like they do at the Hamilton. Mm. Once a week,
yes.
And there's another chance for you to perform.
Oh, yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And I think it's somehow owned by the same folks, or there's a connection, the Soundtree. But it's obviously connected to Clyde's.
It is actually owned by Clyde's.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's some connection to the Hamilton Hotel.
Okay, and, you and could that, be right yeah. about that.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well,
see
it's only
you
in case you don't have enough to do right now. We can fill in your
gigs.
Whole year for you.
Never
okay?
leave a stone unturned.
Absolutely.
And we can't forget one other time that I was had the pleasure of watching Dolores. She invited me to a holiday festival show at Signature Theater. Are you still connected down there?
Yes. I will always have a love affair ongoing with Signature. They're just so wonderful. I haven't done anything there lately, but we're always in touch, and I'm always trying to go there to see everything they do. I just adore Signature Theater. Eric Schaefer, Matt Gardner, they're just lovely people. Lovely, lovely. Yeah, thank you for that reminder, too.
Yeah,
We've got your dance card filled now through 2020.
That's okay.
There you go.
And what about dance? Do you take any classes or do you work out in?
I've been doing a lot of yoga over the last couple of years. I really love hot yoga. But, yes, as far as dance is concerned, I'm a salsa gal right now.
Oh, that girl.
Yes, good. Yes. I've been doing that.
Copacabana.
Copacabana. And I'll be going to a tango party on Saturday night.
Ooh.
So tango is a lot more, you know, there are more rules
intricate.
Involved. Yeah, the last couple of years, I've just wanted to, I want to dance, I want to move. So salsa has just been, and bachata has been great. I'm glad you asked me about dance.
Also, Mo and Barb are wonderful teachers. I think you've retired from that. But you could do, you know, personal training.
One-on-one,
exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, help a girl
it.
Out. Yeah. Okay, that's another thing. That's another thing. We have to have a dance class.
Okay, come on anytime. And we, like I said, we'll fill your dance card for you, you know?
I will accept that invitation.
Well, it's Razzle Dazzle Radio, and we would like to wish everyone an amazing, happy 2019. I like to say every year, the best is yet to come. So, Mo, any other words for everyone?
Go see performing arts. Dance, choral music. Solo performers, the Foundry, the high school theater. I have put a big plug in for them. The high school theater we have here in Howard County is phenomenal. And if you don't have $155 or $200 to go to Broadway, spend 10 and see a high school show in Howard County.
Two shows in Chicago this season, too.
That's
we
right.
got two schools doing that. Carolyn, any other words?
Ditto to Mo.
And thank you, Dolores. You are a delight.
Thank you all so much. Happy holidays. Well, Happy New Year now, right?
Yes.
We're in it. Let's do this. The best is yet to come.
Absolutely.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.